This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience. Simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we have Callie Estes of the Addictions Coach. She is a psychotherapist, addictions coach, life coach, and wellness coach. She specializes in stress, anxiety, and lifestyle management. Callie, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So explain to our listeners what you do and how you help others in the field of health and wellness.
Well, Eric, I do a very unique thing. I'm a therapist that's also a yoga teacher, personal trainer, life coach, and wellness coach. So I put it all together for them and assist them in every area of their life that they're struggling, whether it's stress, anxiety, addiction, could be drug and alcohol, could be gambling, could be food, could be anything that they're struggling with. I take a look at it from a holistic perspective and see how I can help them in that area to grow and move forward with a positive direction.
And I see you specialize in stress and anxiety. Are people reaching for drugs to cope with those issues or more alternative methods? And how do you approach those topics with your clients?
I do specialize in stress and anxiety. And right now, doctors are over-prescribing medication because they're not actually listening to their patients. They're not listening to what the problem really is, the underlying issues. So I work with the underlying issues, get to the root cause of the problem, and go from there. And then we treat it with breathing, we treat it with food. Some people eat really poorly, and stress is directly related to what you eat. Some have, you know, horrible home life, so we talk about what's going on there. And it's more integrative than it is just, you know, here's a pill, take the Ritalin, or, you know, take the Xanax, you'll feel better. We actually do the things that make your body naturally feel better.
And I understand you travel to L.A., New York City, and Miami for clients. You also Skype and work with clients via the phone. Now, how is this new way of working with clients beneficial to them, and is it growing?
It is growing. It's actually taking off. And I work with a lot of high-end clients, executives, actors and actresses. I work with musicians, doctors. I work with people who don't have time to get in the car, drive to a therapist's office, you know, wait in traffic, go see the therapist. They're very, very busy, and I fit right in with Skype because they can do it right from their office on their lunch break. They can do it from home. Very, very simple, very, very easy. And the biggest question that's been raised in the industry is, you know, is it effective? It is super effective because I read body language, and I can see them on Skype, how they act and how they react to what I'm saying, just like they were sitting across from me. So it is just as good as having the person there. And it is growing right now because it allows us to work with our clients that have busy lifestyles versus trying to fit us in and sitting in your office, you know, waiting for your client to show up and they don't make it kind of a thing. They're missing out on the opportunity. And then we can open up the arena to all different kinds of therapy and things that we can do through the internet. So it's very, very beneficial.
Today we are with Callie Estes, the Addictions Coach, who is a psychotherapist, addictions coach, life coach, and wellness coach. She specializes in stress, anxiety, and lifestyle management here on eHealth Radio's Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Callie, your approach is definitely very different. Please explain how you focus on the underlying cause of the problems people face and how you assist them in achieving their goals and moving in a positive direction.
Well, most people with addiction end up in some sort of a rehab or therapy, and they're told, you know, you're in denial, you need relapse prevention, you really don't benefit from that kind of a thing, because if you're in rehab, you're not in denial. You know you have a problem. You're already there. I actually get to the root cause of why people have the problem. Why do they have the stress? Why do they have the anxiety? Why are they addicted to a drug? Why are they addicted to a food or gambling or a certain lifestyle? Figure out the why, then we can work for a solution with the actual problem, which is why this is happening, versus the rehabs just put a Band-Aid on it and say, here you go home, good luck. They've got a 98% fail rate for a reason. So with what I do, which is called mobile rehab, I bring it to them, and we get to the bottom of it, and then we move forward, and it's always positive, and it's always forward motion versus going back to your childhood and figuring out all kinds of crazy things in therapy. So it's a very different approach.
And finally, what tips can you give our listeners on how to make the most of their day and how to handle issues that arise in their lives?
Number one, wake up with a positive attitude. Get up, drink some water, get moving. If you can, get some fitness in, go for a walk. Get yourself started in a positive direction from the beginning of your day. And then the rest of the day will move forward. If you have a bump in the road, don't stress, don't panic, don't focus on it. It's going to be there. Work through with it and then move on to the rest of your day. A lot of people get stuck in that one spot and they fester in it and the whole rest of their day goes downhill based upon one thing that happened. So that's the best advice I can give is fitness, good nutrition, getting up, getting moving, positive thoughts, and everything will come into place.
And where can our listeners get more information or to be in contact with you and definitely consider your services?
I am at www.theaddictionscoach.com, and they can see everything about me right on there. They can contact me right to the website or call me from the number based on there.
Sounds good. Really been good to have had you. Very informative. We've been speaking with Callie Estes, the addictions coach, who is a psychotherapist, addictions coach, life coach, and wellness coach. She specializes in stress, anxiety, and lifestyle management. And the website of reference is simply theaddictionscoach.com. Callie, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.